Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Sue Thomas with us, of course, doing traffic. And Sue, you noticed something on the legendary Kenny Wallace's Twitter page, I think, that caught your attention, didn't it?
Yeah. And I saw him on there making an announcement about the dirt track event that goes on at the Dome. And I thought, oh, no. So I brought it to your attention.
So what's the scoop, Kenny Wallace? What are you retiring? Or are you just not doing this race? Is there some news here that we have to break? Is it because you're too old and incapable? What is it? I just want to know the truth.
Well, okay. So, you know, I had a really good year, won a lot of races, and wrapping up some championships that we'll talk about later because, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. We're still doing a little bit of racing. But, you know, as I get older, everybody around me gets older. So it's like, hey, you want to go to the racetracks with me? Oh, my wife and this and my kids. And so you tend to lose all your help. And
yeah.
I, you know, it's just the way it is. And there's these memes out there on Instagram. It's like, as you get older, your circle gets smaller because nobody wants to do anything. I'm still digging hard, but I am getting tireder. So I'm going to start like a baby. I'm going to wean myself off this racing a little bit. And the dirt inside the Dome in like early December is, I mean, a really great event. And they put on a hell of a show. And I made a little announcement. Everybody expects me to be there, guys.
Right, right.
Everywhere I go, see it's Dome. And I just said, hey, I'm getting too old. That event is too hard on me. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all. There'll be 30,000 people there. And, so I just announced that, hey, listen, I'm going on a cruise with my wife. My Dome, Racing of the Dome, those days are over.
Okay.
It's
understandable, though.
I'm not quitting racing.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
You're just kind of facing some of the realities as you do get a little older into this sport, so you're not giving it all. Because you're going to, I mean, I can't see you just giving that up cold turkey. You'd miss it so much, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I couldn't say anything any better. Yeah, so we stay closer around home, and if I travel, I usually drive somebody else's car.
Oh, really? Just because of the...
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot easier that way. Yeah,
yeah,
well, that makes sense.
The kid that builds my race cars, Nick Hoffman, he was from Belleville, Illinois. His family kind of followed us to Charlotte. Well, they're still down there. When Nick builds my race cars, and he builds hundreds of race cars, so we're good friends. So in February, I'll fly down there. And he'll field a car for me. Of course, I pay him for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, it's way better on this old man.
Awesome. Well, Sue brought it to my attention. I knew you were out there. Well, you're always out there on the, you know, the Instagram and on Twitter making announcements and doing coffee with Kenny and all that stuff. We just thought we'd check in on you and see how things were going overall because we had not touched base with you in a few weeks. So that that's some interesting news. Not completely sad news, but just the reality of where you are professionally.
Yeah. Hey, I want to let you know something on another note. You know, we're all, you guys are coming up in 25 years pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I got a couple little congratulations to you guys. You'll hear them later on. But, it said, fill in something right here. And I said, I tune in to 97.1 to listen to Mark Reardon and Sue's News. So Sue, that's for you.
Oh, well, thanks, Kenny.
Hey, Sue gets, believe me, when we have, and you would know this, Kenny, but when we have public events and we have listeners out, And even if I just meet people, you know, at a random event, they're always bringing up Sue and Sue's News. So we love that segment. We love having Sue on the show. There's no doubt. I mean, the reality of it, I've told this to people before, is I'll just spell it out here. When this switch took place, you know, 5 years ago, whenever the hell it was, Sue, you kind of were let out of the communication loop a little bit. It was like, okay, Glover's going to Camel X, Reardon's going to 97.1, and Sue Thomas is like, hey, wait, what about me?
Hello.
You know, and so I don't know that that was handled as well as it should be, but you might remember this, like the second day I dragged you into the studio and said, hey, you are a very important part of my plans with this show. Yes. And I think we've done pretty well ever since.
Yes, I think we have. So thank you for that.
But that's, you know, that's a tough thing, Kenny, because as you know, look, chemistry, you can't just, you know, have chemistry instantaneously. And for whatever reason with Sue and I, we had that, which is good. You just can't make it up. You can't force it. But we're very fortunate that we had that. So we love your support and we know that you're a fan. So we appreciate that.
I told Steve Moore, you know, basically your guys' boss, I guess, over there at KMOX when he moved you, I'd shoot his ass up and down.
I know.
You idiot. I said, you idiot, what are you doing? He goes, believe me, it'll work. And it did.
Good job, Steve. It did work. And, you know, Kenny, I got to tell you something else. I don't think I've told you this, but when I was, you know, sort of in the middle of this mental health crisis, you were one of the people that I called. I know I mentioned that before. But one of the things that Kenny said to me, and I don't believe it, but I kept telling myself this because Kenny told me, he's like, Mark, you got to get back on the saddle. You're a badass. So whenever I was feeling down, I'm like, Kenny Wallace says I'm a badass. I'm just going to kind of latch onto that a little bit. I don't know if I believe it still, but I appreciate the support. I really
do. But it helps, doesn't it?
No, it does help. It does help. And you were awesome. So what do you say about our Cardinals and the way that this all is wrapping up? You got to have some. We didn't get our game in this year. This might be the first year in several we haven't done a game.
Yeah, well, you know, we love the Cardinals. We don't give up on them. But it was a tough – you know, here's my synopsis of the Cardinals. The best thing I've heard in years was the new general manager came out, a couple days ago, and he said, we hear you, fans. The message has been delivered. We expect to be a World Series team. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, that was it. I haven't heard that in a couple years. So, you know, my gosh, we lacked, a million less this year in the grandstands?
Yeah, more than that. I mean, it's just devastating. We're used to seeing that place so packed, and we started looking like Pittsburgh. I mean, I remember the season. Look, Milwaukee's an amazing success story, and I can certainly root for them in the postseason, despite them being a division rival. But, man, dude, when I first moved up to Milwaukee and Milwaukee County Stadium was there and they were still in the American League, they were like, you know, even when they went to Miller Park, you go to, you know, April, May, even parts of June, there were like, you know, 300 people in the place. And it's kind of an ugly look. We've seen it in Pittsburgh and in Cincinnati, and you're not used to seeing it here in St. Louis. So hopefully we can latch on to at least one free agent over the offseason and give us some hope. But, Kenny, always great to catch up with you. I hope all is well. Are you traveling anytime soon outside of the cruise?
Going to head to Charlotte, North Carolina Saturday because Sunday morning we do Trackside Live. I do about 11 of those pre-race shows just live in person. And they're you know, I call myself the new Walmart greeter. I'm retired, but I'm still hustling.
You're a great Walmart greeter. Have a great week and a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Okay,
all
bye,
right, take
gang.
Care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.